and to find a store near you.
Also comes in the form of Twitter and Facebook. It's all communication. We get lots of communication. Some of it's in print. Some of it is. I'm going to hold this up to the camera. Those of you who are watching, we are the video with the audio going. There's about a 4-second delay, so you hear me say one thing and then you see something else. But there is the first of our email today, and the email. This one comes from somebody who doesn't use his name. I don't know why that is.
Anonymous.
Anonymous, right. I was wondering what Doug might be trying to convey to you and others on the crew, Rich.
Yes.
Old is just old, but old is not dumb. The story of a strong man at a construction site, he was bragging that he could do actually more than anybody else. He made a special case of making fun of one of the older workmen. After a couple of minutes, the older worker says, you know what, why don't you put your big fat mouth where your money is, or vice versa? I'll bet a week's wages I can haul something in a wheelbarrow over to that building that you will not be able to wheel back. You're on, old man, this big braggart said. Let's see you do it. Old man reaches out, grabs the wheelbarrow by the handles. Then he says to the guy, all right, dude, jump in. That teaches you not to mess with
that. That's right.
Yeah. All right.
Jack. Smarts. Get smart.
All right. This is to Jennifer.
Hi.
Lana writes, Jennifer, I wanted to let you know how good it is to have Doug repeat the answers that callers call in with information about, because listening to them on the phone, it's difficult to understand the answers, especially the movie question, which is always of interest to me. He, being me, lets it go until the very last second. Sometimes it gets cut off by the radio station. Then I'm left wondering. You're right about that. That's not good programming on our part. We need to fix that. Rich is usually Rich's fault. Pass the word, Jennifer, if you can, to let him, me, know how difficult it is to understand the caller sometimes, and his repeating the answer would be very helpful. Lana Kroll. Kroll? Crawl.
Crawl.
Crawl. All right. Let's see here.
And I did. I passed the word right along to you.
Yes, you did. You did a nice job. This is from Dan Woods. Dear Doug, I wanted to let you know that you and your crew have a great program. I've been listening now since January of 2001. I first found you on a local radio station, and then when they changed their format, I went to your website, and I listened at work. When I left my job to come back to the family farm, I listened to you by downloading your podcasts. Your program has become a can't-miss for me. I usually download the previous day's show to my iPod every morning before I head for the barn. You mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you were happy where the program is. I couldn't agree more. It's always been a great show, but I think just about the time you really got going on Senate Bill 510 last Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving of 2009, actually, your program since then has been excellent. The only thing that comes remotely close to your program is Tom Ashbrook's On Point. What makes you number one in my eyes is the humor, wit, laughs. Jen has the best laugh on radio. The positive thoughts like Uri, he's great. And your rants. Don't ever let Rich stop you from your rants. Not
yeah,
sure if you...
Rich.
All right,
let me tell you something. If I didn't stop him, his rants would be something that you would go, what did he say?
I'm not sure if you saw this yet. Columnist Michael Goodwin from The Post wrote a piece. It's called Gimme Culture... Imperils the gimme culture imperils our nation. You got the drift of it, but let me read it again. Gimme culture imperils nation. That's the way to read that. It echoes a lot of what you've been saying, and I feel it's a pretty good take on our current situation. As you've stated a lot, there are too many people, and many of those people lack any sense of personal responsibility. As also noted, I download the show, so I never get a shot at your trivia contest. So in an attempt to win a good day shirt, I'm submitting a joke in the hopes that you will showcase it on your laughter at 10 after. It's 11 after, but close enough. Hey, it's worth a shot. And anyway, he says he hopes to make it down to the farm for some ice cream one of these days. Dan is in Bath, New Hampshire. All right, Richie.
Yes, sir.
It's the story of the farmer versus the car salesman. You ready?
Go for it.
Farmer went to town to buy a new truck. He saw advertised in the paper a certain price was attached to it. After telling the salesman the truck that he wanted, they sat down to do the paperwork. Salesman handed the farmer a bill. Farmer said, wait a minute, this isn't the price. I didn't see this. This is what I saw in the paper. Salesman went on to tell the farmer how he was getting extras like power steering, power brakes, power windows, CD player, special tires, and all those extras added up to the extra price. The farmer, needing the truck, paid the price and went home. A couple of months later, the salesman calls the farmer up and says, my son's gone into 4-H and he needs a cow for a project. Do you have any cows for sale? Farmer says, yep, got a few cows. I'll sell them for $1,000. So told the salesman, come on down, take a look. Salesman and his son came out, spent some time checking out the cows. Salesman and his son decided on one. Salesman proceeds to write a check for $1,000. Farmer says, wait, hold on, not so fast. You're getting extras with that cow, and you got to pay for them. Salesman says, what extras are you talking about? And so here's the list, Rich. The basic cow was $1,000. It had a two-tone exterior, so that was worth $100. Had four spigots, $25 a piece. Leather upholstery, $125.
Oh, yeah.
Dual horns, $50.
There you go.
Automatic fly swatter, another $50.
There you go.
And a fertilizer attachment, $200. So the grand price was $1,625. All right.
Leather upholstery.
All right, now.
So wait, we have to send the guy a prize, right?
Yeah, we'll send him a prize. Send him a nice prize. All right, but here, for those of you who are interested in the farm, perhaps you can answer some of these questions. Richie, what do you give a sick pig?
What?
Ointment.
That would hurt me in my
What's
soul.
What's the easiest way to count cattle?
How?
A calculator.
Calculator.
Why did the foal cough?
Why?
It was a little horse.
That's my favorite.
Why did the pig go to the casino?
Why?
To play the slot machines.
Jeez.
How did the egg stay fit?
How?
Exercise.
Yeah,
did you hear about the cat who ate a ball of yarn?
No.
It had mittens. Why can't cows drive boats?
Why?
Look at Doug likes this one.
Because they can't steer the udder. All right.
Very good.
Richie's getting a kick out of watching me here in this studio, Jennifer.
I like it, too. It's fun. Different views.
You know, I have to spread things. It's not like my studio at home or where I am normally. I have to bring everything in here and spread it out.
We went on the air at 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And at 5:40...
I was about set.
He finally sat down. He stood the whole time and did the first hour and 40 minutes of the show.
Wow.
While placing this paper here and that paper there.
Well,
and
I have an
here.
Organization in my mind. I know what I'm doing with things.
Right,
and
right. It took him an hour and 40 minutes to get everything
get myself set.
And then he's finally like, okay, I'm ready to sit down.
Ready
now
to go.
I can sit.
Yes, it's very nice that I got that.
And if you look at the camera, you just he does have an organization. If you go to his office on the farm, there is just paper everywhere.
All organized. I have everything where
but
I need it.
He knows exactly
everything is.
Where everything is.
Yep.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
What the world is talking about as we continue here on Good Day, 15 past the hour, I'll tell you, there's a way to get younger-looking skin that you may or may not have thought of this morning or this afternoon or this evening when you are listening to the program. Could be morning, could be afternoon, could be evening, because people are listening all around the day. You heard the story of the fella who said he downloads the podcast, and there are stations that are playing the program at various times of the day. So let me help you out here a little bit with your skin. Ready?
Ready.
Sure.
First, you got to wash up. After you've been outside, you start your day by putting, after you've washed your face, Tautenol, the magic cream that protects your skin all day long from the sun, the wind, the elements. That's what you want to do. Don't need sunblock. You need this. So then you come home at night. You wash your face again before you're ready to go to bed.
Get it nice and clean.
And then you put another product on that is aimed at the same thing, to get your skin looking younger. You use Night Skin. Night Skin at night. No makeup. There's a, what did Roberta tell us once that she puts, she's so tired sometimes, she leaves her makeup on.
Yeah, all women do so that. Bad
oh, that's
you.
Not good. You plug up all your pores. That's really bad. You need Night Skin on your skin because it opens up and moisturizes. It really feeds your skin. So you can perfect your face. Your technique is in the morning you put Tautinol on after you have washed up and before you go out. And then you put Night Skin on at night. You moisturize your skin. You feed your skin. So you'll have a dramatic disappearance of wrinkles, really. And you, after a month, you'll see that. So the folks at Night Skin are going to offer you now a free bottle if you call immediately, 800-607-7078. Night Skin is like getting a full facial while you are asleep. 800-607-7078. That's the nighttime treatment. Tautinol, and there are various specials. You can get a couple of bottles of that and save on a third one. All kinds of deals. The important thing is that you protect your skin, your face. 800-607-7078. You pay for shipping and handling with Night Skin. Pay the regular stuff with Tautinol, but get the extra bottle free. 800-607-7078.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
American Idol's Top 24 revealed up next here on Good Day.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Go.
gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
It's 1-0.
American Idol, Karen Rodriguez, last audition, the top 24 revealed. Does she make it to the top 24? Where is she, Richie?
No me queda más que perderme en un abismo de tristeza.
I gotta clean my ears out.
No me queda más que aguantar bien mi derrota y brindarte feliz.
Sound like Feliz Navidad? Sounds like
Felicidad, happiness.
Karen Rodriguez, anyway. She made it to the top 24, for those of you who are interested in following along with that. Next up, the last audition for Robbie Rosen.
What have I got to do to make you love me?
Go away.
Creepy.
What have I got to do to make you care?
It's an Elton John song.
Right. I think it's Elton.
No, it isn't. Sorry seems to be the song. It's not Elton John. Sorry seems to be the saddest word.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Yes.
Yeah, lousy. But he didn't make it into the top 24.
Just boring.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these people are boring, frankly. Here's Scott McCreary's last audition for the judges.
Well, I can hear the whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory.
It's kind of unusual. That's good.
Victory. Yeah, that's good stuff.
He told J-Lo, who's part Puerto Rican, that he also is part Puerto Rican. You can imagine that with a name like Scotty McCreary. Sounds very Puerto Rican to me, doesn't it, to you, Richie?
Yeah.
Anyway, he made it into the top 24 as well. Next up, Giovanni Barreto. Is that how you pronounce it?
Your guess is as good as mine.
I've tried to forget you, and I lose their true souls.
That sounds like the Puerto Rican hour here. Is that an ignorant comment on my part?
Let me go.
He made it to the top 24. Another winner, Rachel Zavita, and her audition before the judges.
I'll never love again. I'll never write a song. Won't even sing along. I'll never love again.
All right, she made it to the top 24. Got any more of these, Richie?
I got Jordan.
Jordan Dorsey.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. So high, yeah.
That's Charlie Sheen.
So high, yeah. My shoes is gray.
I saw Dorsey makes it. Jackie Wilson did not make it. And I'm sorry about that because I love the name.
Yeah, Jackie Wilson's dead.
Great, one of the great, great, great pop performers.
Soul singer.
Early rock, soul, R&B guy, Jackie Wilson, who died a few years ago. He had a stroke while performing on the air. Anyway, the real Jackie Wilson. This guy is no Jackie Wilson. You're not the real Jackie Wilson.
No.
No. All right, so we have Jacob Lusk, who made it. Pia Toscano made it. James Durbin made it, for those of you who are keeping score. Is this James Durbin?
No, this is Van Morrison.
He's on American Idol?
No, but
did he make it?
Song about Jackie Wilson. So yeah. Jackie Wilson said.
I like the way you think, Richie.
Yeah.
Jackie Wilson made it, the real Jackie Wilson. The imposter on Idol last night did not make it. So those are the results, generally speaking. 28 after, television in the focus, next on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple's newest MacBook Pro comes equipped with Intel's Thunderbolt, a technology which adds a port that can transfer data 20 times faster than a USB 2.0. The Thunderbolt conduit can transfer a full-length HD movie in under 30 seconds. Apple is bringing Intel's technology to market, but it may have the power to become a mainstream staple. In other news, the Discovery Space Shuttle successfully made its final liftoff, marking the 39th time it's entered space. The crew of six astronauts will spend 11 days delivering repair items for the International Space Station. Discovery has logged over 150 million miles and is one of NASA's most historic shuttles. And finally, wireless carriers are turning to Wi-Fi hotspots to ease congestion on networks. The cost of Wi-Fi infrastructure has decreased enough that making citywide hotspots has become a popular addition to carriers' coverage. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Vogue.
I'm just looking at the local, what is this, the Beverly Hills Press from yesterday, and it says, actress Lindsay Lohan was pulled over and cited for speeding in West Hollywood on Monday in the 400 block of San Vicente, going 60 in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. I didn't know that was the latest. I thought she was in for stealing the necklace, but apparently this is trumped that other stuff because she's got a DUI, and didn't you have some other, like, pre-felonious stuff?
Yeah, so if you get caught speeding, you're on,
speeding?
Yeah, you're on probation.
Is that something new? I haven't heard that.
Can't they just lay low for a little bit?
They don't know how to do that.
Why is she driving?
To lay low. All right. The by the way, have you noticed that Harvey Levin of TMZ looks like Muammar Gaddafi? Anybody want to examine that a little bit more carefully, see if they're not one and the same?
Maybe that's our one tweet today.
Yeah, try that one on, Jennifer, and see what you get for a response. You can get to the tweet box. Go to DougStephan.com. We have our connections there to pretty much everything. All of our stuff is right there for you to listen and dance to, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, or just send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Time now for another envelope. I have a number of quotes from various movies that are up for the Oscars.
Yay.
So the 2020 position occupied by things that come from The Social Network, 127 Hours, Winter's Bone, Kids Are All Right, Inception, Toy Story 3, The Fighter, The King's Speech, The Social Network, True Grit, let's see, Black Swan, got all those. Okay, so here's the quote. Ready? Everybody ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Let's see here. Defecation flows trippingly from the tongue. Defecation flows trippingly from the tongue.
Come on.
What movie did that come from? 800-510-8255. Look at that phone already, Richie. Defecation flows trippingly from the tongue. From what movie does that come? This year's Oscar nominations. 800-510-8255. Now, as much as we are focused on the Charlie Sheen radio interview that he'd get, Alex Jones never had so much publicity in his life. He's getting a lot of it now. Everybody's going to be talking about about Alex Jones. Who's this guy? People are wondering.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them seem to be comrades in thought, at any rate. Charlie Sheen is a conspiratorialist, and a lot of people think Alex is. I find Alex to be pretty compelling and interesting radio host. Not like Ted Webb. Here's one of the most atrocious examples of bad boob casting. This guy is a complete boob. Ronald Reagan Jr. has been about the country talking about this book, My Father in 100. And there have been, as usual, people who will take, this happens all the time. The Catholics don't see the movie, but they don't want you to see it either, so they ban it. People that make judgments or say things based on what they hear from other people rather than what they know themselves. So Ron Reagan is in a conversation with a couple of Tampa, I believe these guys are in Tampa, Jack Harris and Ted Webb. I think they're in Tampa. Anyway, I don't know Webb. I don't know Harris, frankly. I know most of the people who are in the business, whether they're doing local or national, but I don't know these guys. But I don't really, I mean, I listen to this guy, Webb. I have seldom heard such stupidity on the air, and there have been many moments over the years that I've heard lots of stuff that's stupid, and I can't imagine that there was anything, that I could find anything that was more ignorant than the conversation this guy is having with Ron Reagan. Like him or not, like Reagan, Ron Reagan is left of center, Michael Reagan, the other son,
the guy loses control.
He is a complete a-hole. Listen, now, this is what gives people who do talk radio shows a bad name. Guys like this, when the press listens to guys like this, they think, what is that? This is all of talk radio? No. But listen to this exchange. Ron Reagan.
Joining us right now is Ron Reagan, Jr., who's written a book called My Father at 100. And this book has received a lot of criticism because in it you suggest that perhaps President Reagan had the early stages of Alzheimer's while he was actually the president. A lot of people have railed at this. What is your reaction to this?
I think that the people who have gotten up in arms about this are in the throes of a basic misunderstanding. There is a difference between Alzheimer's, the disease, and dementia, which is a symptom of Alzheimer's that usually shows up in the later stages. Given what we now know about Alzheimer's, that it is a process unfolding for years, even decades, before symptoms arise, the question of whether the disease was present in my father when he was in office is an academic one. It's a virtual certainty.
Why'd you bring it up?
Why did I bring it up?
Yeah, man, why'd you bring it up? No, I mean, when I saw that, the impression that I walked away with, Ron, was that, you know, you were trying to hint that perhaps, you know, he was affected with Alzheimer's while he was in the office and didn't do as good a job as he could have. I mean, you know,
did you get that impression?
That's the impression.
Did you get that impression from reading the book or from hearing people talk?
I got the impression when I saw what was in the book when they were talking about it on different shows.
Oh, okay.
That
you didn't actually read the book. Then.
No, I didn't read the book when I got that impression.
Had you read the book? I think you would have a very different impression of that. We have to be very careful when we listen to secondhand, kind of hearsay versions of what someone has read.
Given your track record and the way that you have treated your father over the years, okay?
Which would be what?
Which would be in a very disrespectful way.
Oh, am I talking to Ted? Which dendroid am I talking to?
You're talking to Ted. And there you go with the first name. But first of all, I want to say something.
Ted, right?
If I were your brother, Michael, I would kick your ass from here to next Tuesday for what you wrote.
I'll tell you what, Ted. Next time I'm in Florida, down in Tampa,
I'll drop by.
And you can try to do that, and we'll see how that works out.
We'll see how that works out, baby. Or maybe I can travel to where you're at.
Good. Come up to New York this afternoon. I'll be here.
Your mouth is writing checks your can't cash.
Ted, you're such a little man. I had no idea that I would be talking to such a small dendroid today. But that's all right. You're entitled to your opinions. But I would suggest that you actually read the book, and then you'll know what you're talking about.
I'm going to buy it when I get off work, because I tell you, on occasions we run out of toilet paper, and we can do some extra stuff.
Ted, you're such a sad little insulting fellow.
And you're how's that?
Let me bring this back to some kind of civility before we upset a lot of left-wingers.
Am I talking to Jack now?
The day I get my ass whipped by a ballerina, buddy, that'll be a long day.
That's a funny line.
Jack, is Ted like this all the time?
Oh, he is as charming.
Why do people listen? All right, that's enough of that. Why do people listen
to that kind of,
what does that tell us about the state? I just can't quite wrap myself around.
It's one thing to go ballistic on a guest and to go off on him, but when you can't even control your own mouth.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And you're having to bleep yourself.
If this guy was working for me, after that, he wouldn't be working for me. And that crosses the line. Ron Reagan, and by the way, he makes the point very well, that Webb hasn't read the book, and he's following what all the other nutbirds who have taken shots at Ron Reagan who haven't read the book. I have not talked to Michael about this. Michael and Ron get along except when it comes to politics, and then they don't get along at all.
They haven't talked in a few years.
No, that's not. I understand that's not true.
It is true.
They have talked, but they haven't talked about politics. Is that true or not?
On good authority, really good authority.
Has Michael tells you that?
They haven't talked since the funeral.
Yeah, okay, well, whatever.
The funeral was an uncomfortable day.
Yeah, it was. And Michael looked foolish. It became all about him. And I like Michael. I consider him to be a friend. Anyway, back to Ron. I don't know Ron Reagan. I've talked to him a couple of times on the phone, on the air. Talked to his sister Patty on the phone, on the air a couple of times. Michael was trying to set me up with her once. That didn't go too well. At any rate, the reality of listening to jerks like this and have them, there's nothing entertaining. To a point at the beginning, it was a little, but then
it
when
could
you
be
realize,
until you lose control. Once you lose control of yourself, that's it.
Under the circumstances, the guy's wrong, because that isn't, Reagan does not imply that in the book or even come close to implying it. But the people who don't like Ron because he's left of center try to make the case. And as you see, guys like Webb fall flat on their face. And then they have to resort to the only thing they can because they're not that bright. The guy's a dummy. And he sounds like a dummy on the air. And there are lots of people, unfortunately, who've come into prominence doing this sort of work who are just not very bright.
Although I have to give him props. The day I get
ballerina.
That was
ballerina,
funny.
That was pretty funny.
Anyway. But I find, with all the attention to Alex Jones, I thought we'd have another radio show in the focus just for fun. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, answer to the question, we're not posing these as questions. I just want to know the question, if anything, what movie does it come from? The quote is, defecation flows trippingly from the tongue. Here's a Cricket in Port Charlotte. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I have you on. It's wow time.
So I love the name Cricket. How did you get that? That's a nickname, I'm assuming.
Are you serious? Do I really have to tell you on the air? It's so embarrassing.
Absolutely.
A little bit. Come on.
Oh, come on. Yeah, now it's better.
Get crickets calls all the time.
When I was born, my grandfather said I slept with my booty in the air, and he called me Cricket.
That's so cute.
That's great.
That is not quite laughing.
That's adorable. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Adorable.
Oh, what a story. Okay. And how do I meet you, Cricket? Yeah. How does that happen?
Do you still sleep with your booty in the air?
Well, how did that happen? Oh, my goodness. How embarrassing.
Very cute. You're very cute and you're very sweet. So what movies did that come from, Cricket?
I'm guessing The King's Speech.
Yes, that's a good guess. Have you seen the movie yet, by the way?
No, but I'm dying to see it. I'm definitely going to see it.
Yeah, please go see it. It is worth every minute that you're there. Interesting stuff about how the movie was produced, too. The folks who were working on putting all of this together went to the Queen, or they didn't go to the Queen, but they go to the officials of Buckingham Palace who hold sway over all of these places. So in order to film the movie, they wanted to make it authentic and go to the various palaces, and they said, no, nothing doing. So they had to go around to various sites in the city and in Scotland, actually, to find the right places so the ambiance would be the same. You'd feel it anyway. They do walk through Hyde Park, and that's a legitimate London site. But interestingly enough, the office where they hold the meetings, where Geoffrey Rush's character meets with the king-to-be, is apparently a house where a lot of porno films are done in London. And that's just one of those silly little things. All right, so, Craig, go see that movie. Are you going to watch the Oscars on Sunday night?
You bet. Yeah, I definitely want to watch. Yeah.
Well, have fun. Hold on just a second, and we'll take care of you. And I'm appreciative of your call. Thanks for being a listener. 14 before the hour, a little television, a little more television. I guess how much more? We do Charlie Sheen. We had enough of that, or we do a little more of that and a couple of other things.
We've had enough of Sheen. Let's move on.
That are in the focus. Okay, 14 before and good day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
February is American Heart Health Awareness Month. It's a perfect time to improve your heart health routine with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian Dave Grotto explains.
In a recent study, 81% of registered dietitians agree most people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Along with healthier food choices, these gaps can be filled with high-quality vitamins and dietary supplements. To find quality vitamins, consumers should look for national brands and products that carry the United States Pharmacopeia or USP certified label on their bottles, such as Nature Made. USP is an independent public health organization that sets stringent criteria for supplement quality standards, which makes it easy to differentiate between brands. This month, try Nature Made Fish Oil and CoQ10 to help support a healthy heart.
For more information about Nature Made vitamins and supplements, and to take a vitamin assessment to learn your vitamin needs, visit naturemade.com.
All right, Jennifer, what's the scoop on television, the big headlines today? About tonight, or are they about the weekend?
The weekend, of course. It's Oscar weekend. Oscars. The big day starts Sunday with lots of Oscar red carpet coverage on ABC. You can check that out.
But it's also on CBS. They're all trying to get their...
They all have red carpet coverage. E will have it. TV Guide Channel.
But what do you get? Same people say the same thing. Look at the dress.
You look at the dress. That's the best part of the Academy Awards. No one cares who wins.
Yeah, right.
It's what they're wearing. Who are you wearing? It's my favorite. There's lots of casting news, though, today, Dougie. And Jenna Elfman, remember her from Dharma and Greg? She just did Accidentally on Purpose. She has just scored a role in a new ABC comedy called The Bad Mom.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And then Natalie Holloway, that Lifetime did a movie about her 2 years ago, and it set huge ratings records for them. They're now doing a sequel called Justice for Natalie Holloway, and they've given her mom, Beth, a reality show called Vanished.
Oh, really? Who's they?
Lifetime.
Oh, Lifetime's doing it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Michael Emerson of Lost in a CBS show called Person of Interest.
That's right.
Produced by J.J. Abrams. You hear that story?
I did. I think we had that last week, didn't we?
No.
Yeah.
Really? You scooped me?
Maybe last Friday.
Oh,
but that's okay.
My God. You should be ashamed of yourself. 51 after.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour now, as we focus on your travel needs, Better Living with Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com, who's here to review what it's costing to buy a trip ticket. And one of the best examples he just gave to me before we went on the air, a round-trip ticket to Boston from Los Angeles, $202 in whenever it is. I don't know what the dates are for that. But by the time you finish adding all of the accessorized junk in the form of taxes and fees, you're spending almost another $100. What is it, $79 more or something like that in order?
No, actually, it's $20 each way.
No, you just said $279.
No, it's $10 each way.
$10 each way for what?
Security taxes.
No, it isn't. I mean, all the other taxes, every airplane ticket that you buy has all kinds of fees added onto it now, including, yes, they have the fee to go by the TSA, and you got another fee for that. I just looked at the ticket; it was $200 something.
American has fuel surcharges now, peak holiday surcharges.
No, I'm talking about government charges. Talking about taxes and fees.
Every airplane ticket has a 7.5% tax in it.
Yeah.
Okay, but. Well, when I tell you it's $279 to go from Boston to L.A., that's included in that price.
Right, but it was $202 before they had all the taxes and fees.
No, it's $202 when I take 30% off.
Oh, 30% off is the deal.
One of the deals, yeah.
One of the deals.
If you think about it, when was the last time you got to go coast to coast for $200?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. That was one way. But anyway, let's go.
I don't know. No, there was one. I did actually just one trip I've got.
We were trying to go to, maybe Los Angeles or San Francisco. It's good out of Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. They're starting service to Chicago May 26th. They're dropping the Toronto service April 4th or 5th, something like that.
What, they tried Toronto, it didn't work?
Well, they just found that the Canadians didn't want to go to California in the winter. So.
Well, because they're anchored sort of, everything is wrapped around the West Coast. They want to fly people from California to the West Coast, from Boston to the West Coast, from Washington to the West Coast. That's really what they're trying to do. They're using the West Coast as their...
Plus, they're doing, well, that seems to be their market. I don't know why they did San Francisco as their hub, but... they do fly usually LA nonstop. If you live in San Francisco, you do get pretty decent service. They go to Seattle, they go to Cancun now, Los Cabos. Again, those fares, Dallas is like $218, and with that certificate, it brings it down to like $159 plus $20 in taxes.
All right, so here's the scoop. This is what happens. The reason this is worth mentioning is because of the 30%. Because American will match it. United will match it.
No. This is a discount promotion coupon that only your listeners are going
to
get.
No, but I'm just saying to you, why are you not listening? You're not listening to me today.
They can't
match
it.
You're not listening to me today. Why are you not listening to me today?
I'm listening.
All right. Thank you. The question is about, and I'm trying not to be a jerk. Somebody's going to say, listen to Stephanie. Sounds like a jerk. the only reason is because I love Tom, and Tom and I have gone around for years and years and years. He was one of the originals on this program eons ago. And what I'm trying to do is straighten out what people hear and what they understand to be the case. If you have if American and United and Delta are monitoring what everybody else charges, they have computerized programs. As soon as there's a fare sale announced by Southwest or JetBlue or Virgin, then they immediately react to it on the corresponding route. So let's say it's Dallas to L.A., and JetBlue decides to do it for 30% or 50% off. Instantly, American's going to match that because they have to.
Right.
But they are not going to match the additional 30% off that goes to my listeners. If you go to DougStephan.com and click on Tom's picture in the in the contributors box, then you get that 30% off of whatever the good deal is to begin with, right?
Right. There. And we also have one with Southwest Airlines, 15% off. Good for June 1st.
So how do you, though, if you make your arrangements online, how do you use the coupons?
Well, in this case, we're telling you how to get it, okay? And,
so there's someplace on the site?
Yeah, it's right there.
You go to get it?
It'll be one of the first stories they go to, and they'll get the 30% off. And then the other one we know that's going to end, too, this weekend, which we think is still really hot, is when we looked at our competitors, and we won't mention who they are, but they do not sell American Airlines tickets.
Expedia, Orbitz.
We're selling a 5-star Wind cheaper than they're selling the 3-star Excalibur.
At Las Vegas.
And that's at the Wind, and so why stay at a 2 or 3-star?
Right, when you go to a 5-star, absolutely. Right. Check it out, bestfares.com. Tom Parsons puts the deals together for you.